Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. My voice is still a little bit hoarse, and I'm hoping that it's all okay from where you're sitting. You know, today's show reminds me of a show I did back in February. The intro is a little bit of the same thing, where one day on my former radio show, a man called in and wondered why world leaders couldn't just sit down and talk to avoid war. I told him in order to comprehend the complexities of global, national, or community issues, we first needed to look at issues on a personal level. I explained to him that it was difficult enough to reconcile problems within our own family. Then we might imagine how difficult it must be for entire nations to reconcile their differences. Folks, every family has dealt with situations that are painful amongst the family members. There is not one family on this planet that is going to leave the planet without going through the same stuff that the rest of us have gone through. Months and sometimes years pass without one family member speaking to another. The recovery time might last through an individual's lifetime or separate the family from one generation to another. It happens, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Some families may be estranged due to homosexuality, interracial marriage, divorce, infidelity, betrayal, or a teenage pregnancy. Other families may be in a hostile environment due to physical or sexual abuse, alcohol and/or drug abuse, religious beliefs, or criminal behavior. While other families are separated due to death, traumas, suicide, cancer, AIDS, or mental illness. Not to mention families who have suffered through teen runaways, kidnappings, financial instability, gambling, or unemployment. Folks, it all hurts. Many people have bonded tighter with people outside of the family unit than they have within their own family. We often hear people say, "I love you like a brother or sister," when maybe their relationship with a sibling isn't close at all. So what does that statement mean? Jesus told us that he came to set a variance between mother and daughter, father and son, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and our enemies would be in our own household. These are tough words to grasp, I know. Jesus' language should not surprise us, though. The opposition generated by Jesus' presence is more revealing than rebellious, in order to show us who we are and how we treat one another. We are to come together and love those within our own household. It's a tough thing, isn't it? It can take one family member to break down a family unit, but folks, it can also take one family member to build the family back up. When we take the time to get to know family members, we learn to appreciate them as an individual. We learn that they also have personal identities, beliefs, and desires just like we do. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dainada Gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.